I've got a bit of a different episode for you here today. This is a replay of our recent weekly circle that I did live inside of our free Facebook group. We do these every Monday, and this is one that I particularly enjoyed because I just feel like it really speaks true to the work that I do as a manifesting coach. It just really teaches and illustrates what it means to manifest on purpose and how I go about the magical work of manifesting combined with the very tangible work of goal setting, because these things are not mutually exclusive. So I wanted to reshare it here because I got a lot of really positive feedback on this one, and it just seemed to really resonate with all the modern mystics in our group, and I just really enjoyed it as well, and I hope it resonates with you too. I was pretty excited about this one. If you want to catch a weekly circle live and get even more spiritual awesomeness every single week beyond this weekly podcast, you can go to spirituallyinspired.co/freegroup to join the next one. Like I said, they happen every single Monday, and we go live with astrology, with tarot readings for the week, as well as a guided crystal Reiki share at the end of every weekly circle. And that's exactly what this podcast episode has in store for you today. Also, sometimes cute cats show up to the lives, and sometimes cute babies show up too. Not to mention just the beautiful community that comes together and gets to know each other. We're getting familiar with each other's names and what we like and dislike and what we believe and what we're going through. It's just such a lovely place to be. You never know what can happen when you're live, and you never know who you're going to meet in a group full of people who are like-minded and similar-souled to you. So I hope you enjoy this one, and I hope you consider joining our group so you can join us live in the next one. So stay tuned. You're about to shatter the f*** out of your manifesting ceiling because you're tuning in to the Spiritually Inspired Podcast, your number one resource for grounded spirituality and working with the law of attraction the right way. I'm Sarah Ray. I'm your manifesting coach, and this is the podcast where I teach mystics like you how to manifest on purpose and hopefully get you to laugh at least once per episode. New episodes filled with manifesting, mindfulness, and magic come out each Friday. Give us a 5-star rating wherever you happen to be listening so we can reach more modern mystics with spiritual awesomeness. Yes! And now, a quick word from this week's sponsor. All the time and energy it takes to produce this podcast, as well as sharing free Reiki healings on the internet, is sponsored by my incredibly supportive group of monthly members. You all exude spiritual awesomeness, and I adore every single one of you. One of the best ways to manifest abundance for yourself is to share your abundance with others. And I am eternally grateful that my monthly supporters choose to share their abundance with me, making everything I do with Spiritually Inspired possible. From this podcast, to our free weekly circles and group readings, to the abundance of crystal Reiki shares available on YouTube, none of that would exist without their patronage. And I thank you for your support from the bottom of my heart. Besides my infinite gratitude, monthly members also receive special benefits only available to them, and this includes weekly guided meditations that are infused with crystal Reiki, plus access to the entire backlog of previously shared meditations, monthly personalized tarot card readings for each individual member. That's right, every single member gets a mini tarot reading every single month to provide them with individualized guidance for the entire month ahead, as well as discounts on all private and group sessions, workshops, courses, and anything else available on the spirituallyinspired.co website. I sincerely hope my monthly members enjoy these gifts. I love giving to them each month because their support is so meaningful to me. And I would love it if you too would consider becoming a supporting member of Spiritually Inspired. If you have benefited from my content, if you feel better after our Reiki shares, if you have learned anything new from me, consider becoming a patron or even just sharing a one-time donation. Head to spirituallyinspired.co/membership to sign up monthly or yearly, or just share whatever abundance feels right for you. May your charitable gift come back to you threefold. Thank you for your support. Now, let's start the show. Good morning. Hello. Come on in, come on in. Gather around. It's Monday. It's weekly circle time. I realize I forgot to make the live event in Facebook under events last week, so I made it like 20 minutes ago. So yeah, hopefully you all can make it. If not, you can catch the replay. That's totally fine as well. So I'm excited to be here as always. Always so excited to have you guys join me too. So be sure to say hey in the comments when you get here. Carlin, good morning. Jennifer, hello, good morning. John, good morning. Don, good morning. Johanna, good morning. Taylor, good morning. Karen, good morning. You guys are all here. Yay! I'm so glad you all are here. Hello. Was beautiful. It was like 60 degrees, which is like spring weather. Like that's what happens when it's like May and like it's, or like April. And it was sunny and it was warm and it was so good. It felt so nice. This morning, it is snowing. What is happening? Global climate change. That is what's happening. So this has been the weirdest winter ever. Like I've lived in Minnesota pretty much my whole life. There's only been like a 5-year stint where I wasn't in Minnesota. And I've never had a spring like this. I've never worn no coat in February before in my whole life. So it's very bizarre. I hope you are warm wherever you are, or at least enjoying the weather wherever you are, even if it's a little crazy like it is here for us. So, hey, I know where most of y'all live, but if you don't mind sharing where you guys are, I would love to know, even though I know where most of you guys are because we chat and we are connected, but I love hearing people are. I grew up in the Twin Cities and now I live in central Minnesota. Super fun, I know. Minnesota's fine. It's not my favorite place in the world, if I'm being honest, but it's all right. Karen is in Maine, that's right. Very cold there. I should not be complaining about the cold. It is cold and snowy in Maine, that is for sure. Jennifer, South Carolina, oh. I love North Carolina. I've never been to South Carolina, but I do love North Carolina. Dawn, I knew, is in Wyoming because she has a heart of gold and can actually stand it, unlike me. Taylor says, Oklahoma, high of 80 for today. I wish this were a real winter. Yeah, Oklahoma is not super far from where I live, Midwest, right? I've driven through Oklahoma a bunch of times. High of 80, dang, that feels like summer. That's like true summer right there. Carlin says, oh, Saratoga. I'm not sure what that the first place is. I'm familiar with Saratoga though, which is probably why you put it in there. New York, yeah, I enjoy New York as well. Johanna says beautiful in STL St. Louis area yesterday and today. We are in the 70s. Nice, so nice, you guys. I hope you all can get outside and enjoy it a little bit. Vanessa, good morning, good morning. Nice to see you, nice to see you all. So this is our first weekly circle for March. So if you don't have your energy almanac, I'll just show you what the picture looks like for this month. Look, it's a sleeping birdie. It's so sweet and cute. I love how happy and peaceful that little bird looks. It says creative, intuitive, compassionate. The theme is an abundance of compassion for this month. So if you have your almanac, this little cover page is in full color and it's like my favorite page of the whole almanac each month. It has a little affirmation, gives us information about the moons and what to do and what not to do at the start of each week. So in case this is your first weekly circle, just know that this is a lot of the information that I go off of for that. And yeah, I just want to welcome everyone for being here, new and returning members. As I was saying, I do this every Monday, unless stated otherwise, even when I forget to make the event like I did today. I'm Sarah Ray, of course, and I am your manifesting coach, and I help mystics like you manifest on purpose. And yeah, we're going to do some astrology, or talk about astrology, I should say, with our energy almanac, and then I'm going to pull some cards from the Everyday Witch Tarot deck, and then we'll do about 10 minutes of guided crystal Reiki at the end. So I hope you can stick around for that. And even if you're off doing other things, if you're listening like a podcast or if you're catching the replay, you can still just kind of take it as 10 minutes of meditation and healing to start your week. So yay. Yay. Okay. So I also want to tell you guys that I have something new to share with you. And this is a free manifesting bundle that I've put together. I revamped it a little bit because it was already out there, but I kind of wasn't really talking about it. But I revamped it a little bit and it's a manifesting bundle, which has three separate resources in it that are free for you to download and to keep and have forever. One of them is a manifesting, I think I'm calling it a masterclass, even though it's not quite as long as some of our previous masterclasses. It's how to use the law of attraction the right way. It's like a I think it's 60 minutes. It's either 30 or 60 minutes. It's a masterclass that you can watch on demand whenever you'd like. There's also a free ebook in there called Practical Manifesting. And there's also a 30-day guide to manifesting with the law of attraction, which is basically like your own little workbook that you can kind of work through the four manifesting phases. You can fill it in digitally, or you can print it off and fill it in for the next month or so. So if you would like to snag that, the link is above my head. You can go to spirituallyinspired.co/manifesting. Totally free. You'll get access to it basically instantly. And I hope you enjoy it. It has a bunch of manifesting goodies in there. And it basically will lay the foundation for everything that we do in this group. Like if you're new or if you've been here for a while, it's a great refresher. If you haven't gotten that yet, please go ahead and do that if you would like. I hope you enjoy it. Sarah says, good morning. Oh, she says, Carlin, I spend the summer in where you're from. That's really cool. That's so cool. I love that we all are willing to share things about ourselves. It's fun. I like being able to get to know each other. It's enjoyable for me, and I hope it's enjoyable for you too. So yeah, manifesting bundle. I also wanted to say that, is it a week from today, the 10th? I believe that's Sunday. The 10th is the new moon. So I'm not sure about my schedule just yet. It's a Sunday, but I hope to go live that day for our new moon circle. So keep an eye out for that, that live for this week, happening this weekend, okay? Yay. So I have water today because I didn't want to make coffee. Probably should drink water more often, right? I know that's something I could definitely get better at. So this week's theme for astrology, mainly it's allowing, surrender, and trust. There's a surge of hope that's being offered through the energy of the planets, and we'll talk about that. Gifts are coming in all directions. Abundance is coming from all directions. Stand by your standards, values, and boundaries to realize your intentions. Bridging the gap between the mind and the heart to promote clarity. So I kind of want to start off by kind of talking about change a little bit, because change is pretty scary, right? At least most of us feel like change is intimidating, change is scary, change is something that we naturally are inclined to avoid because of, thanks to evolution, we're a little afraid of change. It is scary. Yet we want change, right? Like we want things to be different. We often are looking for transformation in our lives, or we want to build new habits or do something different, and yet we're afraid of the change. It's kind of this interesting paradox that we face. Or sometimes people say that they want change, but they really don't. So they're just kind of like caught at a crossroads where they're like, yeah, that would be nice, but that's not going to happen because it's too scary or too hard or whatever. We all have this experience, and we all have hopes and dreams that are surely different from what we have now. And we want, at least at the very least, we want those things to change. And we tell ourselves we want those things to change, but we're scared about that change. Totally understandable, right? It's intimidating to look around your life and say, this isn't what I want anymore. I spent all this time, all this effort, all this money to get to this certain point in life, and yet I want change. So it's intimidating, right? So sometimes we find ourselves at a crossroad where we have to decide if we're going to move through that fear of change to embrace the change, or if we just keep our dreams and our desires at arm's length and just say, you know what, that would be nice and I want that, but I'm not necessarily going to move through the fear of change to get to that point. So that's basically where we find ourselves, where we're refinding ourselves this week, I should say. It kind of feels like we are being reminded that yes, this is intimidating, yes, this is scary, but if it's something that you really want, if it's something that you really want to realize, if it's a manifestation you really want to have in your life, that change, that fear, that intimidation is but an obstacle that you can overcome, right? It's a big obstacle and it's intimidating, it's scary, but it's certainly something that's possible, right? And you've heard me say this a few times, and this is not original by any means, but a goal without a plan is just a pipe dream, right? A goal without a plan is just a dream. Easy, right? A dream is something that's out there that you're like, oh yeah, that's cool. But unless you like take actual steps to try to make it happen, it's just going to stay out there, right? I know I can think of many things in my life. I have many dreams that I don't have any immediate plans of realizing them for just yet. Like how I kind of go about my manifesting practices and my goal setting practices, I try to do just one thing at a time. And I try to kind of work on that. And I just, like, for example, I know one day I want to write novels. Like, that would be something I would love to do. And I kind of have an idea of what I would do. I think about it a lot, but it's not, like, conceptualized anywhere. Like, I don't actually have plans. I don't have goals. I don't really have anything other than just the desire to have that thing. So it's just a dream at this point in time. But I have other goals, especially related to my business, about, you know, hosting more workshops, you know, adding in group coaching calls and seeing new clients and going to vending opportunities and those sorts of things. Those are goals because I actually have plans and I'm taking action on every single day. So that is the difference between a goal and a plan. So with that in mind, I would love to ask you, if you feel like sharing, please feel free. If not, that's fine too. But what in your life is a dream and what in your life is a goal? Like, what are you actively working towards through an action plan right now that is a goal? And what is it just a dream that you hope to achieve one day, but you're not really actively working on that just yet? And it's okay. It's okay to have both dreams and goals. I have a dream of backpacking through Europe. Will that ever happen? I don't know. Or I have a dream of taking my kids to Disney World. No plans to make that happen. It's just a dream at this point. And that's fine, because I know one day the time will feel right to start to make that a goal instead of a dream. So I really like to remind you of those differences because it is pertinent to manifesting, because we all have dreams and we all have goals. And what makes manifesting different than goal setting is like the magical element of allowing and surrendering and trust, right? So both of these things, having dreams and having goals, insinuate that we want to experience some sort of change in our lives or experience something in our lives that's different from what we have right now. But the real concern is not if we want those things, because it's clear that we do, otherwise we wouldn't be thinking about it. It's if we're willing to do what it takes to manifest those things. And that includes four different phases, right? Mindset shifting, making intuitive plans, taking inspired action, and also having faith in the universe. Carlin says, dream to vacation in Bali. Absolutely, I would love to go there. Goal, doing Reiki full-time and quitting my two other jobs. Excellent. That's a great distinction, Carlin. I can really relate to that. It might as well have been my comment. I totally relate. So, yeah. The question is not if we want those things. We know that we do. It's, are we willing to do what it takes to manifest those things right now? Is it the right time to work towards those things? Is it something that is taking precedence in your life? Or is it something that you're like, you know, I have some other ducks I need to get into a row and then I'll do that one. So that's kind of why I think of it anyway. I know it's really scary. I know it's scary to go after dreams and to go after goals and to kind of do all of the work that comes with manifesting, especially when you look at it through the lens of the four manifesting phases. But I know you can do it. I know it's scary, but I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Because I certainly believe in you. Sarah says, dream Caribbean vacation. Yeah. Goal, paying off debt for retirement. Absolutely, Sarah. That is an excellent goal. That's a good example. Anything money, financial related, is really good goal examples, because usually you have a plan, you have budgets, and you stick to it. So that is awesome. A great goal to have. And a beautiful dream to have as well. Jennifer says, focusing on my wellness business and not so much on my nail tech business. Goals. Absolutely. Absolutely. Jennifer, don't notice that I'm missing a nail, okay? I always thought nail techs were really cool, but wellness businesses are really cool too. So that is an amazing goal to have. Action plans is really what we need here. And again, that's what makes manifesting a little bit different than goal setting, right? If you really want those things, if you really want to manifest change, the fear surrounding that change is really just an obstacle that you have to move past in your own time. And creating the plan and shifting your mindset and taking action helps you move past those fears. But if it's just a dream and you don't have a plan just yet, it might be really scary. Like, I'm going to use my own example, taking the kids to Disney World. Like, that's scary because I know it's often very expensive to do that. And it's like on the literal other side of the country and it's a big expense. You know, my kids are young, one's not even born yet. So there's a lot of fear around that. But I know that if I were to make a plan and make the budget and do all that stuff, it would be a lot less intimidating. So maybe you all can relate to that, especially when it comes to those of you who want to work on your wellness business and not necessarily work two jobs or have a job that you don't love. I've certainly been there for the better part of my life. I can really understand that, Jennifer. Yeah, look, it popped off yesterday, so don't look at it. But yeah, it's having though that plan in place really does alleviate a lot of the fear. And I feel like that's being highlighted this week with the stars, with Jupiter in particular, kind of meeting up with a lot of different planets, because Jupiter is the planet of expansion, the planet of hope and dreams, and kind of feeling like, oh, yay, optimism. So I feel like this, I wanted to bring this up because I didn't want you all to feel conflicted by feeling like there's a lot of hope and optimism in the air, but also you're a little intimidated by the amount of work it takes to cultivate and manifest change. I know you can do it. Like I said, I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Girl, Jennifer says, if you see mine right now, yeah, it's fine. I definitely am in need of a new one at some point in time. We'll see. I don't know if I have time for that today. We'll see. We create a plan, we adapt our mindset, and we're taking action. All of that is very logical, right? But then the last phase of manifesting is connecting with the loving and the abundant universe that comes straight from the heart. So we're working on to shift from just setting goals and just doing that to manifesting things. We're bridging that gap. We're bringing together the very logical side of goal setting, which is, you know, shifting your mindset, you make your plan, you make good on your plan, and then you let it all go with the universe. We're combining that logical side with the heart side, especially this month, because Jupiter is helping us do that. Jupiter is helping us do that. Allowing and surrender and trust are what makes manifesting special. Up until the last manifesting phase, it really does resemble pretty much any other goal setting process you could ever think about, right? And this is something that I did on purpose when I was just starting to decide to call myself a manifesting coach. I learned a lot of my own process based on what skeptical people say. Oh, Avery, good morning. Happy to have you here. So there's a lot of skeptical people. Oh, Katasha as well. Good morning. There's a lot of skeptical people out there about the law of attraction, right? They hear about The Secret specifically. I don't know if you've read The Secret. It's a great book. Definitely read it. Rhonda Burns, I believe, is who it's by. They read The Secret. They hear about, you know, that story with Jim Carrey where he just wrote himself a $1 million check and then there it was and yeah, he had it. He just thought about it and whatever. And they go, wow, that's really cool, but obviously not true. It's a bunch of woo-woo stuff because you can't just think your way to change. You gotta do stuff. You gotta go out there and make it happen for yourself. I 100% agree with that. I don't discount that. That is 100% true. Because I promise you that if all it took was talking about it and wishing, I would be the first one to tell you, I promise. So when I was thinking about how I wanted to teach manifesting to mystics like yourself, I didn't want to discount that. All those skeptical people have really solid points where they're like, they say there's an element of luck involved, which I don't personally believe in. But they say you have to do the things. You have to go out and make the thing happen for yourself. And that's how you get to where you want to go. I absolutely believe that. But then you turn on that mystical side of it. You say, I'm surrendering to the universe. I'm letting it go. I'm asking the universe for help. You have that mystical element in there. And all of a sudden it becomes manifesting because you don't have tunnel vision. Goals give you tunnel vision, right? Setting up a goal and deciding that this is the finish line. This is how I know that I made this goal. This is how I know that I'm successful. It's very clear. It gives you tunnel vision, which is fine and dandy for starting out. But then when you open it up to the universe, when you let go and you decide that I want things to unfold in the most natural way possible and the highest good for all, the universe gets involved and it becomes way more magical and it becomes way more possible for things to manifest that you didn't even know that you wanted. Right? So allowing and surrender and trust are what makes manifesting special. Having faith in the universe and the abundant and loving universe is the real secret behind manifesting on purpose, right? So that is something I wanted to remind you of because I've been watching a lot of videos lately about, or not necessarily about this, but like people keep talking about how we can't just talk our way into wanting things, and you certainly cannot. But that's how it starts, and then you open it up to the universe, and then it becomes more magical too. This is why I wanted to bring up the manifesting bundle that Rhonda Burney is what Avery says. Yes, thank you. Thank you for putting that in the comments. I appreciate that. But this is why I wanted to bring up the manifesting bundle that I have to share with you all, because between those three resources, you'll learn all about this new way of looking at manifesting that doesn't leave out the fact that you have to do shit. you gotta work. There is work to do in manifesting, but there's also that mystical element that goal setting leaves out. So I wanted to bring that up. If you wanted to download that manifesting bundle, please feel free. The link is above my head. And like I said, Jupiter is being active. Jupiter is crossing paths with several planets this week and overall this month, but specifically this week, and it's creating a really expansive energy in many areas of our lives. So I really encourage you to allow things to unfold in the exact way that the universe has set them up to do. Surrender the process, because if you follow your intuitive plan and you're shifting your mindset and you're already doing all the things that you need to do to cultivate change, the only thing that you're missing is trust in the universe. Trust that the universe will deliver. Trust that it will happen, believing in yourself and knowing that it can manifest for yourself, and that it also can be bigger and better than what you ever anticipated it could be. Carlin says, yes, today is March 4th, a day to take steps towards your goals. Absolutely. Absolutely. Avery says, I got your manifesting bundle and it continuously helps me and I highly recommend it. That's so sweet, Avery. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that. Printed it out and put it in the binder. Oh, yes. I love that. I like to print stuff out too when I can. I know it's a very colorful thing, so hopefully you didn't like ruin all your ink in your printer, but yes, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for those kind words. I really appreciate it. So Jupiter is also bringing us a lot of hope this week. Like I said, throughout the whole rest of March, and this compared to fear really does feel so much better, right? Feeling hopeful about how things can be is so much better than being fearful about how things can be. So we're feeling quite optimistic. Really lean into that. Gifts of all kinds are coming from all directions. And I want you to remember that abundance is abundant and it has unlimited forms. There are so many ways that abundance can come towards you. There's so many different ways that your vision can manifest. And as long as you stay open-hearted and open-minded and you connect with the universe is doing its work too. So with all that being said, I do want to say one more thing, that you do not have to compromise your standards, your boundaries, or your values to realize your intentions, right? So I say, let it go to the universe, bring the universe into it, allow things to unfold. But at the same time, you do not have to compromise. You don't have to settle. You don't, especially when it comes to your boundaries and your values, those can stay the same. And honestly, your intentions will be realized faster in more profound ways if you do refuse to compromise on your standards and your boundaries and your values. If you stick by those things and you say, nope, this is my hard stop, this is where I draw the line, this is how I know it's manifesting in the right direction, so to speak, then things will manifest that reflect that thing, because that's where your energy is going to be. That's what's going to be reflected in your energy. That's how things will change for you. So don't compromise on those things, especially when it comes to your boundaries and your values. Stay strong, and it will manifest big and beautiful things. How your intentions unfold might be a surprise. You might look back and say, I never expected it to be this way, but I'm so glad that it happened this way. That is the surprise. That's the magic of the universe. But that will never translate to you having to sacrifice your boundaries or your standards or your values or the things that are most important for you to manifest something beautiful for yourself. So I hope that makes sense. That's like my whole thesis. Like everything I just told you is like my manifesting thesis, I feel like. It's like everything that I believe is required of manifesting awesomeness for yourself. I often call it the manifesting contradictions, where you have to do the things and you have to make the plans and you have to not compromise and all this stuff. And yet at the same time, you need to be open-minded and open-hearted and allow the universe to work its magic, because that is what makes it different from goal setting. Avery says, this is straight up facts to me. Yes, I agree. These are facts for me as well. These are facts for me as well. I wish more people out there who were proponents of the law of attraction spoke more from the heart, or the head, and not just the heart. So I wanted to bring up bridging the head and the heart, because we need both these things, right? We need both of those things. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that resonates. I'm going to get this out of the way. I'm going to shuffle pretty well here before I pull our cards for the week. I've been doing these live circles for like over at least 18 months. Because I'm pretty sure I did the first few when my daughter was only like 6 months old, and she's 3 now. So yeah, a long time. And they've really I've gotten it down to a system. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm so glad to see you all here. And I mentioned at the very beginning while I'm shuffling, I'll mention it again. Next week's circle is going to be probably in the afternoon, maybe like 1 central time. Normally they're in the morning, but so next week they'll be in the afternoon. And I won't forget to make the event this time so you guys can see what time it's going to be at. Okay, I'm going to do just a couple more. Ooh. There we go. That was a good one. Okay. Excuse me. Johanna says, I love that I've been here for more than half the duration of you doing it. Yeah, you really have been, Johanna. You really have been. It's been great. And I remember the first few times that I did, my desk was on the other side of the room, so it was like really dark. And for a while, I was like doing it in like a flooded basement. And yeah, you guys have just been through a lot with me. I just really love it. Spiritually Inspired has existed for like over a decade. But this group has only been around for a couple of years, and Weekly Circle is a little less than that. So yeah, I'm really glad that you all are here and you enjoy it. Spiritually Inspired used to just be a blog, and now it's so much more than that. But it's taken a long time to get to this point. Mostly because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. No, just, that's a different story. That's a story for another time, I think. Okay, so the question I wanted to ask the tarot this week. What actions can we take to allow our dreams and goals to manifest? What actions can we take to allow our dreams and goals to manifest? What actions do we need to take? Oh, there it is. Okay. There we go. Okay. I don't think we have a specific order today, but this one wants to flip over first. Yay! It's the moon! Ah, oh, love this one. First, let's just admire its beauty. This just beautiful card here. The moon. I get excited when this card shows up. I say this a lot, I know, but it is one of my favorite cards in this deck. And I feel like I have a lot of room to say that because there's, you know, 78 cards in the deck, so I can have several favorites. It's still not the majority of it, right? That's what I'm going with. Avery, ooh, yeah, I love this card. Love this card so much. So I like to point out, Taylor, I love that. Look at this cute little black kitty cat. And look at her looking at her own reflection in the water, and what does she see? A jaguar. Like, is that not a perfect metaphor for how we need to see things? Vanessa says, I was staring at the moon this morning at 4 a.m., was obsessed with it. It was beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. The moon. The moon in general, but specifically the tarot as well, really does represent that, like, deeper side of ourselves. The subconscious, the things that are hidden, the parts of us that go through phases. Sometimes it's illuminated, sometimes it's in shadow. But it's about uncovering that deeper side of you, right? And this is just like my favorite visualization right here. A black kitty looking in the water, and she sees a jaguar. So that means that she views herself in a very, very positive light. And she sees herself as strong, as capable. It's not a lie. She's not making things up. It's just how she feels. And the moon is all about your feelings. It's the moon is all about those deeper subconscious emotions that drive everything. Your subconscious mind and your subconscious emotions, your autonomic nervous system, all of that is basically running your life like 80% of the time. So when you think of yourself in the back of your mind as strong and capable and able and all those positive affirmations that we recite all the time, it reflects in your world. It reflects in your outer world. It always does. So to answer the question, what actions can I take this week to allow my dreams and goals to manifest? Believe in yourself. See that you can. Align your emotions and your inner world, the deeper side of yourself. Just the inner world is a phrase that I use to refer to your subconscious mind, your mindset, everything, your emotions, your traumas, all of that. Align those things. Align your inner world with what it is that you want to bring about into the outer world. Danae says, it reminds me of dark feminine energy, mysterious, passionate, empowered, taking up space. Beautifully said. Absolutely beautifully said. I love it. Thank you. Mysterious, passionate, empowered, taking up space. Absolutely. Avery, I really feel this today. I just got accepted into school, and I really believe I wouldn't have if I didn't carry this energy there. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can really relate to that. Not with school specifically, but there have definitely been times in my life where I know things played out the way I want them to because of my energy. And it really is empowering to think that way. Danae said it perfectly. Taking up space. I love that. Oh, I'm really excited we pulled this. Woo! Threw it. I'm really excited we pulled this card. Because that kind of insinuates that we're dealing with larger themes in our lives. We're not just talking about, oh, take action on your goals. Like, oh, eat healthier. Oh, journal a little bit. No, like, this is like big inner work here. This is where your practice of meditation really comes in handy. This is where your self-healing, your sacred self-care, your rituals, all of that is coming into play right now. So let's see what the moon has to say. It's number 18 in the deck. If I can find it, there we are. Haha, mystery, magic, and a mint of mayhem. Avery, this deck is the Everyday Witch Tarot. The link is also above my head if you wanted to take a look at it. The Everyday Witch Tarot by Deborah Blake. The moon says, mystery, magic, and a hint of mayhem. Go ahead, howl at the moon. You know you want to. Vanessa, did you howl at the moon? Maybe you wanted to, and you didn't, but you should. So, the moon has a long been a symbol of the goddess, feminine power personified. It represents change, predictable and not predictable. The moon card may carry with it a suggestion that there are unseen forces at work, mysterious and impossible to foresee. Yeah. Yeah. So, pretty much sums up everything we talked about today was this moon card. I absolutely love it. I'm very excited. Vanessa, I should have. Next time. Your husband would be like, what? What are you doing? Oh, man. The moon card may herald a time of flux and change, neither good nor bad. Simply warns you to look carefully at the reflection in the water. What hidden secrets will it reveal if you are daring enough to gaze directly? Yeah. There are mysterious forces at play. You are empowered. You have that that feminine energy, meaning that is compassionate and kind and comforting and nurturing. And that helps you take up the space that you need to really be powerful in the life that you want to live. So that's a beautiful, beautiful visualization of everything we've talked about in this live today. Let's see what the other card is. Justice. Okay. This card has been pulled at least twice within the last month. And one of the members got it pulled for them over the weekend. Justice. So we are really needing to remember that balance will happen. The universe will harmonize itself, will balance itself out in a row. Jennifer, yeah, three weeks in a row. This is a huge theme that we're dealing with right now. And I'll also point out, these are two major arcana cards. We're working on some big stuff right now. This isn't our everyday habits that we're working on. We're working on deep inner work, which is great. Great for this time of year. Right on the cusp of the seasons changing. Yeah. The universe will balance itself out. I know it can be really tempting to think that you know better than the universe. To say, oh, like, well, I hope this person, that happens to them. Or I hope this doesn't happen to that person. But it will even itself out. My husband and I were just talking about this yesterday, actually. We were driving and someone in the car, I was the one driving and my husband was in the passenger seat, and someone in the car behind me, I didn't really appreciate what they did, and I kind of got mad for a second, and he spoke words of wisdom. He's an Aries, so he's very straightforward and to the point. He was like, you know, I just have to tell myself, I just have to laugh at them, I have to brush it off, because I used to say, wow, I hope they get hit by a truck, I hope you end up in a ditch, because he used to be a very angry person. But now he just kind of laughs it off and says, you know what, I don't know what's going on in their lives, If it's karma, it will even itself out, and that's okay. And I was like, wow, that's really great. And then I beeped my horn. I got angry later in the drive, and he had to remind me of it again. So I know I need to work on this, that it's really tempting to think that you know better than the universe, but we really don't. The universe evens itself out, and we just are co-conspirators. We work with the universe. We do our part. We try our hardest to remain unbiased. We follow the rules as best as we can. But ultimately, there is a higher power that evens itself out, always for the highest good. I firmly, firmly believe that. It's always for the highest good, right? No matter what happens in your personal life or with the collective, it's always for your highest good. So when we kind of think about these two cards together, this card is insinuating a lot of change, a lot of empowerment, and a lot of mystery, a lot of unseen forces at play, and that justice, you can see, say, is doing the very same thing. A lot of unseen forces at play, that we are doing the best that we can with what we have, and everything is always going to even out for the highest good. So, I hope that makes sense. I hope that resonates. I'll read what Justice says again, even though, like Jennifer said, 3 weeks in a row. This is great. That just means whenever tarot cards repeat themselves or oracle cards, that just means that there's a lot to work through. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not inherently bad. It just means that we're still working on it. I think we'll go for four next week. We'll see. What goes around comes around. Sooner or later, the universe balances itself out. Maybe not in the way you expected. The idea of karma is simple. You reap what you sow. Life rarely works out exactly that way, but sooner or later, things tend to come back around. Yeah. A reminder to be careful about what you are putting out into the world, or maybe an assurance that you are going to triumph over an unfair situation. So a little bit of both. Be aware of what you're putting out into the world. Allow the unseen forces of change to do what they need to do. And know that it's always for the highest good. It's always for the triumphing energy in the end. So, yeah, there we go. That is that. That is beautiful. With all that in mind, we are going to do some Reiki now. I'm kind of seeing this labradorite. I kind of want to pull this one out. That one. I don't have any moonstone handy, I don't think. Yeah. No moonstone over here, I don't think, but labradorite is kind of like a moonstone. Sure, I think we might just have to see what comes through, but we're definitely going to be using some labradorite today. I think this, I feel like, is really conducive to the cards that we pulled. Kind of has that mysterious glow to it. The light doesn't really, it's not really doing this stone justice. It's really beautiful. A lot of mysteries happening in labradorite, a lot of protection and letting go and releasing. So we're going to bring some of that energy into our lives today. So, I'm going to invite you all to just kind of rest, tune in wherever you are, wherever you happen to be. If you're listening to me when you're working, Avery says, I grabbed my labradorite and moonstone thumbstones, ready for some Reiki. Awesome. Yes. No matter where you are, how you're feeling now, let us come together and relax and rest and heal. Close your eyes if you feel safe. Spine straight, chin up. Deep breaths in and out. Change me, divine beloved, into one who can give and receive freely, so that I may be a clear vessel for your light. Let all those near and far, across space and time, receive the healing and the guidance they need now If it is unneeded or unwanted, let it fall to the earth. With each breath in, feel your energy open up to the healing, loving light energy going your way now. And with each breath out, feel yourself relax. Feel the tension leave. Take several rounds at your own pace. If your mind starts wandering away, just come back. Do that as many times as you need. It's okay. We'll start by clearing and cleansing and opening, starting at the crown, going all the way to the root. Feel your heart open. Feel your quiet mind open. Trust that it's happening for your highest good. I'm going to send some energy to our crowns. Really allow it to open up. It is safe to receive. Trust that you are receiving. Any sensations that are happening in your body without judgment. Allow changes to unfold in their own time. No need to understand every single thing that's happening right now. All in due time, it will all even itself out. For now, just focus on your breath. Focus on opening up and trust that the abundant, loving, benevolent universe is always working for your highest good. Some heart chakra love your way through Dialpaz crystal, similar to selenite, where it cleanses and clears, but it focuses on loving, supportive energy for your heart. Breathe steady, allow change to happen, allow things to balance out for the greatest good of all. This is your reminder that we don't need to know everything, we don't need to understand it all. There is a powerful element of trust when it comes with Reiki, spiritual growth, and moving with the universe. And I encourage you to embrace that trust. Feel your heart open up. feel an element of protection coming your way. Feel strong, feel capable, feel willing to do what needs to be done, including trust. Allow the fear to dissolve away. The fear we feel around change, around making choices. Allow it to dissolve. Replace it with hope and love. Surrender to the process. Allow things to unfold how they were meant to be. Trust that the universe always operates for the highest good of all, including you. Whatever thoughts are coming into your head, whether they're critical, painful, or just plain wrong, just watch them float by without you engaging in them. Instead, tune in to your heart center. Tune in to the truth that love exists within you and all around you, the truth of your ability to achieve all you want to achieve and more, despite the negative voices in our heads. I believe in myself. I trust the process. I believe in myself, and I trust the process. As we start to come back to our present moment, remember that you always have the choice of trust, of love, of belief in yourself to achieve the things that you want to achieve, to manifest miracles, all with the help of the loving, abundant, and benevolent universe. It might not unfold the way you anticipated, but because you trust the process, it will always bring you to bigger and better places than you could have ever imagined before. Thank you. All right, friends, come on back whenever you're ready. Blink a little bit if you need, take a sip of water if you need. Just kind of notice how you feel differently now from when we started, whether we started our specific Reiki or from our whole chat from 50 minutes ago. Denise, you are more than welcome. Thank you for being so wonderful. Yes, I hope that felt good. I'm just loving like this vibe of, the word mystery keeps coming up. This vibe of mysterious things. And we all have like this innate desire to like uncover the mysteries, right? It's kind of like the sense that I'm getting. And I love it. Karen, thank you. Vanessa, thank you. You are more than welcome, my friends. You are absolutely more than welcome. So let's do a quick little recap of what we talked about today. Allowing and surrendering and trust. That is the key. That is what makes manifesting different from goal setting. We start off by doing the goal setting stuff, but that element of surrender is what turns it into manifesting. Jennifer, that was beautiful. I'm so happy. Denise, my cat was laying on me purring the whole time. That's so sweet. I love animals. Cats are special. Cats are special when it comes to Reiki. I'm a huge cat person. I love it. Stand by your standards and values and boundaries. That will help you realize your intentions. Bridge that gap between the mind and the heart. Have that logical, I'm doing this, this, and this to achieve what I want, but also I'm trusting my intuition and it's guiding me as we do these things, right? What did we pull? The cards we pulled. Oh, the beautiful moon. Loved it. Mysterious and passionate and compassionate. Nurturing, seeing yourself in the best way possible with all the strength and capabilities that you have within you, allowing the changes to unfold. So much goodness in this card. And of course, justice again. And you guys saw me shuffle. I shuffled like 6 times and I shuffled a bunch this weekend too. But know that the universe will always balance itself out. There's an element of karma in everything that we do. And as long as you are staying as positive as you possibly can, you're learning and you're growing from your experiences, it will always balance out for your highest good. Danae, I'm suddenly so warm. If we could see energy, I'm definitely glowing with warmth. Thank you. You're so welcome, Danae. That is a very common experience. People with Reiki often feel very, very warm. So that is very common. I often feel itchy after Reiki, which I think is funny. I don't hear a lot of people describe it that way, but it's almost like a tingly, like when your foot falls asleep because you've been sitting on it funny, like it's almost like that. It's interesting. I love how we all interpret it a little bit differently, but yeah, warmth, very common, very common. I'm happy to hear that. Oh, crystals. We used labradorite, protection, clarity, cleansing, removing blocks, preventing blocks, that sort of thing. Carlin says, thank you, thank you. My heart is so warm and I feel so grateful right now. You all are so sweet. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. I attribute a lot of that feeling to this one right here. It's called Dial Paz, I believe. John might have to help me out here. I think he's helped me out a couple times with this particular one. Dial Paz. It's like, I'm not sure if you can really see, but it's like really sparkly and just beautiful. I love this particular piece because it's like chunky and it's got all kinds of colors in it. It's kind of sparkly. It to me, feels very similar to selenite, where it helps you cleanse and clear and channel from a heart space. So I brought it in to help with opening up our heart and clearing out our heart space. And of course, as always, selenite, liquid, light right here. Cleansing, clearing, opening up, all that good stuff. Definitely one that I would recommend you all have if you are really into crystals. It's very helpful. So yay. I hope that felt really good. Thank you so, so much for being here, you guys. Start of every week, and I am so happy that you enjoy it too. So thank you for being here and leaving all your really kind comments. I really appreciate it. And like I said, we go live every Monday, usually in the morning, but next week it will be in the afternoon. So just kind of keep an eye out for that. We do the astrology and the tarot and the crystal Reiki like you just experienced every week. And you can always come back and rewatch the meditation portion if you'd like. And if you ever want to go deeper, there's all kinds of things that you can explore on the Spiritually Inspired website. Specifically, I am I am sharing with you the Manifesting Bundle that is totally free for you to download. It includes a masterclass, it includes an ebook, and it also includes a workbook for manifesting whatever it is that you want to manifest. Totally free. If you go to spirituallyinspired.co/manifesting, you'll find it there. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you find it helpful. And I just wanted to say also an extra special thank you to all of my monthly supporters and those who choose to kindly donate to Spiritually Inspired. Those who choose to donate monthly or to do one-off donations, you all are the best. I am so, so appreciative of the fact that you choose to donate and to share your abundance with me. It helps me continue to give free Reiki on the internet. So thank you for all that you do. And you can check out those exclusive member bonuses for yourself as well if you go to the links on my website. Danae says, I'm feeling an abundance of gratitude. Feels like a buzzing in my body. Lots of love. I absolutely love that. That is great energy to carry with you throughout the rest of your day and the rest of your week. I know that's what I'm going to be doing. Doing my best to do it anyway. So thank you so much, friends, as you go on. Oh, Taylor says, this was beautiful. You're so sweet. Thank you. And all resonated as soon as it started, from talking about Jupiter, who also happens to be my black cat. That's so sweet. To the moon card as a Cancer and the black kitty again in there. And Reiki was wonderful too. Thank you. You all are so sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My heart is very full now too. Thank you. As you all go on your way today, know that I'm sending you all an abundance of love and light and inspiration. And I will see you again very soon. Bye now. Hey you, yeah you, the mystical one, you are warmly invited to our next Reiki share inside of our free Facebook group. Twice per week, I go live on camera to offer channeled guidance from spirit and healing energy to all those who need it and want it, with replays always available. And I would be honored if you would be a part of these magical circles. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/free group to become a member for free and get your fill of healing crystal Reiki. I can't wait to see you in the group. Bye, friends.